Good morning. It's 7:17 a.m. November the 5th, 2017. Gray and nasty overcast day again. Feels like it wants to rain. I don't smell snow. It feels like it's going to rain. There's a lot of moisture in the air. The clouds are real low. The sun is up. I saw it come up. When I came off of the walk, there are actually patches of blue sky up there. Those are all gone. I'm not sure exactly what's happened in the last 20 minutes, but those are all gone. Hips don't feel me now. So Tuesday is election day here. I voted. Gosh, I voted before the end of October, certainly. Morning. Builders have the Tyvek on the roofs. I wonder if they'll put the roofing on before they put the siding on. They're coming together, these buildings. They're looking good. So yeah, it was went to bed pretty early last night, trying to keep up with my sleep. I woke up this morning and it was like 6 o'clock and I'm like, oh God, no. I wanted to get up a little bit earlier than that, so I had a time to wake up and eat my peanut butter toast and maybe play a little bit. Then open up the word processor and get at it again. I had an epiphany yesterday. I think I know what I need to do with this story. And yeah, it does involve scraping off the last few chapters, but I like this line better. It was just getting too complex. It was getting too complicated. It was getting too unwieldy as a story. As I kept layering on more and more and more and more and more, it's like, no, it's not. It's wrong. No. I spent a good portion of yesterday not writing. I picked up a sample of a book. And new writer, somebody I met at Colorado Gold, seen her around. I think I saw her at Mile High, actually. Not to talk to, but just sort of in passing. Kate, what the hell is her name? Janoska. I think it's J-U-N-O-S-K-A. Janoska, J-O-N-U-S-K-A. Book is Threshold. It's got a comic book cover. A very comic book cover. Which doesn't exactly say what the story is about, other than there's a sort of superhero vibe to the cover, which is not lost on the story. It's probably not going to show up on anybody's science fiction list, because the categories it's selling in are not what one thinks of as science fiction. It's not even superheroes. I don't think. I'd have to look again. Anyway, the book is called Threshold. Not Threshold. Transference. I've said Threshold, what, three times now? Transference. Kate Janoska. I'll put a link to it in today's post. And it was not my usual, because I'm not really into superhero stories. And it was not comic bookish at all. It was a little bit, no, it was quite a lot dark. But it's also thought-provoking. It was very thought-provoking. I wasn't able to put the book down, frankly, which is why I didn't get as much writing done yesterday as I wanted. I did end the day with 2,000 words, but I spent the last few days actually engaged in something that my therapist asked me to do, which I have not done very diligently, my homework. Yes, she does give me homework to do. And to try to work against the perfection paralysis. There's no perfect time to write. There's no perfect word. There's no perfect. There's only now. Which feeds back into my therapy, my meditation, which is, there's only this. And the experience of this is now. So there's only now. There's only this. There is no perfect. There is no, I'll just wait until. So I've sort of been going back to some basics, like what did it feel like? And this is another theme in one of the other meditations. How did it make you feel when you did it for fun? When you weren't focused on doing it with any sort of goal in mind. You didn't do it because someone expected you to. You did it because it was fun. You did it because the act of doing it gave you pleasure. And now that's clearly something I've forgotten. Something I've lost track of in the hurly-burly of trying to keep everybody happy, of trying to perform on demand right now. We need more words. Kind of lost track of, well, yeah, but normally this would be, this is fun, this is not work, this is what I do for entertainment. I entertain myself by telling myself stories that I want to read but can't find. So this idea that I need to write stories that other people want, that even, God love you for listening to this, but I mean, even stories that the readers want. The story of Ownershare was not a story that readers wanted. It clearly was not a story that readers wanted. But it was a story that I needed to tell. And lately I've been sort of... I've sort of lost track of that, I think. I've sort of lost track of the idea that... I want to tell the stories. I need to tell the stories that I want to tell. Because as soon as I start writing stories that everybody else wants me to tell, then I get a little bogged down. I get a little lost. The stories aren't so good. So I need to go back to... Oh, say it with me. Monk post. I need to go back to getting my head where... Okay, writing isn't something that I'm doing because I have to. It's not something I'm going to reward myself with game time after. Writing is the reward. Writing is the play. Writing is the game. Just to say, I don't need the game time. Because the game time does help refill the well. There's a couple of concepts here that are still important. Refilling the well, sharpening the saw. Those are not the same. Raw, gosh, it's cold. Good, she's gonna cross the street. It's a lady in front of me walking a dog. Dog hasn't noticed me yet. I don't know if she has or not. I had to slow down a little bit because... I didn't want to cause discomfort by getting too close behind her. And talking to myself. Which is, it would be enough to freak me out. So anyway, I got to remember that I'm telling stories for me and for anybody who wants to come along for the ride. And luckily there are a lot of you who do. Oh, goddamn boot. I never used to have this trouble. I don't know why I suddenly developed boot problems. It's not like I'm tying granny knots or anything. Put this in my pocket. The gloves back on because it is raw. Nasty morning. There's some light off to the east, but the sun is much higher in the sky than that. It's just sort of the outer edge of the cloud bank, I think. But there's no blue sky anymore. There are no breaks other than at the horizon. But let's see, I should get back in time for getting a kid to work. I need to make a short grocery run. if I can do it at Safeway instead of having to go all the way around. Oh, I'm walking and not talking. I caught myself. There's only this. My hips have loosened up, finally. The day is not too far off that I have to get up and take a pill in the morning, I'm afraid. My back woke me up, which is what it used to do back before I was diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis, a seronegative. What's it called? Seronegative, is it seronegative spondylitis? Or? I can't think of words anymore, I'm old. I usually drag them off, I sort of play the memory temple game, or I go back through and think, okay, wherein did I last think of this? When did I last hear it? What did it sound like? Spondylopathy? Seronegative spondylopathy, I think that might be it. I can't bother with it right now. It's going to devil my brain until I think of it. I'll have to go home and try to Google it. But now there's this. Passing the It's Too Late, Eric gazebo. I guess it's not that, what it's a You've Awakened the Gazebo. I haven't played that in a long time. It seemed like such fun at the time, and then I realized that as a newcomer, as a low-level player, getting ahead it wasn't impossible, but it was next to it. It was, I was unable to actually get into the second tier because there was virtually no way for me to get the the token I needed in order to move up. And I forget what it was now, some sort of, I don't know if it was a black token or something. And the only one I was likely to get would be if I could hold on to a site for 180 days. And with as many players as there were in town, that wasn't going to happen. I had one sniped under me at like 160 days. Thank you very much. I realize that's part of the game. It's one of the reasons I don't like those kinds of games. The zero-sum types of game. It's an interesting idea. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. It'll be a Monday. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.